Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, so the president has just announced that Israel and Iran have agreed to a complete and total ceasefire set to begin in roughly 6 hours. It involves two 12-hour ceasefire periods. Iran will initiate the initial one, then Israel will follow with a second one. And then after the next 24 hours, so 30 hours, because it starts in 6 hours from now, after 24 hours, the war will be officially ended, according to the president.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're waiting 6 hours to start.
I was just going to say, why don't we cease now?
The answer to that, I don't know. The other answer is, I don't know how you flush golf balls.
Sam, did you see, did I send you that picture over the weekend?
Why you would?
You
did.
Or just Scott?
You did send those over the weekend, and I didn't know how to respond, so.
Nor I.
I chose not to.
Apparently, it's been many, many, many years since I was in the market to purchase a toilet. When did this become a thing that all of the advertisements in name your big box store when you're shopping in the plumbing aisle are bragging that their product can, number one, flush a bucket of golf balls.
Oh, no, I think we're talking about number two.
And then number two, very funny, Sam.
Very good.
Then number two, it says power flush. And what do you see there, Scott?
Billiard balls.
This one said, right down from the bucket of golf balls, flushes 7 billiard balls, tested and proven. And then as if I needed the graphic, it shows the 1, 4, 5, 10, and 8 ball in a toilet as if someone is about to flush it.
So
when did we start measuring toilet efficacy with sports balls?
Because you can't say would flush that giant turd you're about to put in it.
Why is it 7 billiard balls? Why not 8?
Why not the whole set?
Where's the cue ball?
Why is it stopping at 7?
We were laughing so hard, and then there was a woman shopping behind us looking at, like, plumbing fixtures. And I go, when did this start? And she goes, I have never seen that. And she goes, I heard you guys giggling about it. I have no idea.
It's not new. I was telling Dana during the break, I used to do commercials for Anthony Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. And I don't know why they were selling toilets or something, but they were. And one of the lines that I had to read was, you can flush an entire bucket of golf balls. I don't know why you would, but you could. That was the exact line in the script.
I mean, you never know when you need to get rid of a bucket of golf balls that you're not going to hit into the woods.
Now, if I will tell you this, if you have toddlers, that might be something you want to look into, because toddlers are notorious for putting things where they don't belong. And several listeners weighed in and said, oh my gosh, not a bucket of golf balls, but 3 stuffed animals. You know, they were listing all of the things their kids had put in there.
I think what they're really, I don't think they're trying to get at, your kid could throw a doll in the toilet and it's still going to flush it. They're trying to let you know that you could have the most painful
9-wig boom boom.
A 9-wig boom boom. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Listen to our listener, Sonia. She writes, we have a special needs child who once tried to flush a Crystal perfume bottle, a bunch of Star Wars characters from Burger King, in parentheses Darth Vader, Leia, Luke, and Han, and Daphne from Scooby-Doo. We got everyone but Daphne out, then had to get a new toilet after the second plumber visit. The toilet in your video is likely cheaper than the plumber. And
but
I believe
you
it.
Know that they had to put a disclaimer underneath that that said, please don't actually try to flush.
I did not see that disclaimer anywhere on either box. And these were two competing companies, by the way.
Well, it's
as if
on
one company was like, you can flush a bucket of golf balls. And then the other company went, aha, hold my beer. We're doing this with pool balls.
But to Scott's point, what do you want it to say? I mean,
not that. It's just weird.
Well, they're just
ready
trying
to drop a log.
Yeah.
Like what?
Would you rather they had a picture of a big giant poop sitting in the toilet?
No.
And say, if you have one of these this big, we'll still take care of it.
Isn't it odd to you that of all of the products ever invented, there are only a handful that have not changed? The mousetrap?
Yep.
And the toilet. We were talking about it in the aisle. I go, this is one of the things. The design, it has not evolved into anything else. You can add a bidet, and there are some toilets now that have the flush mechanism on top versus the crank handle. What? But that, the actual porcelain, you know, mechanism of the toilet,
it's the same.
Has never changed.
I can think of a handful of things.
The pocket.
Yeah, the pocket's never changed.
Okay.
You're right.
Can't even really add anything to it, except unless you're going to throw in a change pocket. Who uses that?
Nobody.
The clothes hanger?
Yeah.
It's still pretty much the same as it always was.
You would just think there would be another design or another way to do it. Nope.
The fan? Like, you know,
yeah.
The one where you go, I'm your father. I mean, those are still roughly the same. The light switch.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a dimmer, but generally the light switch remains the same. Light bulb, same shape.
Well, no,
for the most part,
no, they've changed. Now you got the LED lights, and you know the squirrely little lights.
The squirrely ones.
What are they called?
I don't know. Do the dimmers ever actually work perfectly?
Do it at my house.
Well, that's a Western show.
I don't like you guys.
The toothbrush.
Yeah, the toothbrush.
Has not changed.
Dina in Lawrence. Hello, Dina.
Hello.
Hi.
I can answer some of these questions for you.
Okay. Have you ever flushed a bucket of golf balls down a toilet?
No, but I've been with a plumbing company for 22 years, so I can answer some of these questions. But the toilet bowl has changed.
Okay.
It doesn't look like it, but tanks used to be 3.2 gallon per flush.
Now it's one.
They had to go into the water saver, so now they're either 1.28 or 1.6.
Okay.
So you have less volume of water trying to flush the same material. So the trap size has been bigger, so if you look in the back of the tank, it might say that it has a 3-inch tank flapper opposed to that little tiny 2-inch. Therefore, it flushes more water at one time. And so you do want the force of that to flush golf balls.
By that you mean
the
large
flush
poop
on top? That's a waste of money. Don't do the dual flush on top.
Okay, good to know.
And all toilets are not equally the same. So the toilet I would recommend you buy is an American Standard Cadet, an American Standard Pro, Toto Drake 2.
Dina?
Stay away from the box store brands.
Dina, we went with the Cadet. I'm just going to tell you right now.
The Cadet? Is that what it's
we
called?
We went with the Cadet.
Good. Oh, Cadet.
Good. That's a good toilet. American Standard Cadet. There was something else I was going to tell you on that. Anyway, they're not all equal, but stay away from the box brand of anything when you go to those stores.
Really?
Because they are, oh my gosh, yes.
Okay.
They are made cheaper so that they can have a budget-friendly price for the DIYers.
Okay.
But how do we know if it's the box store brand?
If you're at Home Depot, that's going to be a Tuscany. It's going to be a Glacier Bay. If you're at Menard
so nice.
Has the Tuscany. I know the Home Depot has
just
the
just go with the Cadet,
Bay.
Scott. Just go with the Cadet.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And if you're going to go with fixtures, go with Delta. Delta Fixtures are the best.
Okay.
Or call me. Call me. Call me at Action Plumbing in Lawrence, Kansas.
Wow, that's good.
Way to get it in, Dina.
I'm going to charge you for that.
Way to get it in.
Very good. All right, have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
You need a turn, you call me.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
You need a turn, you call me.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.